Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanivo, Senior Pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody greater than
you. Are you Lord? Father, we thank you. Your word is active. Your word is alive. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Take this word and cut off things in our lives that need to be cut off. In the name of Jesus. Take this word and uproot things that need to be uprooted. In the name of Jesus. Take this word and revive us, O Lord. Sharpen us again, O Lord. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Revive us again, O Lord. Quicken our mortal bodies, O Lord. Let us not remain the same. Let a new fire, a new zeal, a new passion for the Lord come into our hearts, O God. Lord, take away this lukewarmness in the name of Jesus. We uproot lukewarmness from our lives, O God. Every form of lukewarmness, every type of lukewarmness, everything that is lukewarm, we remove it from our lives. In the name of Jesus. 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 Anoint our eyes with hyssop so that we can see. Clothe us, Lord, with the garments of righteousness and holiness, so that we will be clothed, and give unto us fresh beginning, fresh strength, and fresh grace. In Jesus' mighty name. Of your
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So we are in a month of spiritual training. And the things we have been learning this month, I know that they may not be very pleasant, but in the end, it will be for our good.
Amen.
You realize that when you are taking okay, those days, chloroquine, there's no chloroquine anymore, but most of the drugs, there's no drug that is nice. You just want to take the tablet and start chewing it. But in the end, it makes you well. And the things that we are sharing may seem a bit some way, may seem a bit hard, may seem a bit difficult, but God is using it to work in us. And our lives can never be the same. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Tonight, the word the Lord has given to me is enduring hardness as part of our spiritual training. Enduring hardness as part of our spiritual training. There are some of us seated here. As you were growing up, you grew up in a mama ba and a dada ba house. You were never hungry. You never lacked anything. You were never sent home for school fees. Before you can ask for anything, it is already provided. And you thought that life will always be like that. But the interesting thing is, when we become children of God, we also expect everything to be soft and easy. And, you know, oh, we are just living life. We are floating in the air. But sometimes after you become a believer, immediately you begin to see certain things. Because the enemy becomes the devil sees every human being, the whole human race as enemies. But especially when you get born again, when you become a child of God, then you become his enemy. So he will do everything to hinder you. All kinds of things may be coming your way. Because you have decided to give yourself to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And tonight, we are talking about enduring hardness as part of our spiritual training. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. We'll begin from there. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. The Bible says, Thou therefore, after this, can we do New King James? Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that worreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. If you can say amen, say a big
amen.
Amen. But when you look at this scripture, the Bible shows us that there is some hardness. There is some hardship. There are some difficulties and challenges that we will go through as children of God and as soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ was sent for.
You see, in the army, they go through a lot of hard training. From this scripture, you can see that the Bible is saying that you and I are soldiers. The next scripture also mentions it. We are soldiers. The moment you got born again, you did not just become a part of a family. You did not just become a part of God's family. Apart from joining the family of God, you are also enrolled in the army of God. And so you have automatically become a soldier. And in the army, they go through a lot of hard training. In fact, I've heard, you know, bits and pieces of the hardness they go through. But I realized recently that I didn't even know half of it. Because our daughter was telling us. Because she wanted to go to the army and she didn't go. And she was telling us, Daddy and I. I was just shouting in the car while she was talking. Just because you want to be a soldier. But it's also that they will become good soldiers. So that they will be strong. You see how a lot of times they don't take bribe on their streets and those things. They've gone through some kind of training. And they've been taught there are some things you don't do. And when you are caught, you are in trouble. So they go through all that training. So that on the day of battle, they know what to do. They are able to withstand the pressure. They are able to withstand the challenges. They are able to withstand the battle. The danger around them. Because what they have gone through. We are used to it. And the Bible is saying that God has called you and I to endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. It means that there are some difficulties and hardships that we will go through as children of God. The pleasures are there. God is a wonderful God. He blesses us. He provides for us. He delivers us. He heals us. But there are certain challenges. There are certain difficulties that we will go through by virtue of the fact that you are a child of God. And you will go through for the sake of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We'll talk about them later. But verse 4.
And I know.
The Bible says, no man that warreth, or no man who is at war, entangles himself, joins himself, mixes himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. So when you realize that a lot of times the soldiers, you don't find them on the streets as some are just walking about and doing anything. The Bible is saying that as soldiers, we don't entangle ourselves with the affairs of this life. We don't do the things that the world is doing. We don't say everybody is doing it, so me too, I'll do it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible says we do it so that we can please the one who has called us. So that we can please our master. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So when everybody is taking bribes,
briber.
When people are going around partying and doing all kinds of things, when somebody is moving about, one girlfriend here, the other one here, we do not entangle ourselves with civilian affairs. We don't entangle ourselves with the affairs of this life. Some people, their boyfriends are buying them shower man. In some relationships, it's a girl who is looking after their boy, buying him trousers and shorts and all that. And you see other people. Valentine's Day.
Aha, birthday.
Kokoko.
Aha, enough flowers near the ID.
And then, if you are not careful, you begin to wonder.
One shey, and I was, and I'm
this Christianity thing, cry.
Now, send me some more cry. I no cry.
But we don't entangle ourselves.
Yeah, fair. Yes, in your mind.
Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
There was a young lady who was directed to me.
Somebody
asked her to come and see me. And when she came, she said she has a number of roommates. I think three of them. And all the roommates, they misbehave. They all have boyfriends, bringing them gifts, giving them money. And sometimes their boyfriends come and sleep in their room. And then she has to pass somewhere. And she was beginning to feel odd. And to my surprise, she said when she's dead, then she feels that then she too, she must get the boyfriend. Meanwhile, she was a believer. So I had to sit her down and talk to her and let her know that there is something better ahead of you. And your life has a purpose. So you cannot live like the way the other people are living. And when you look at even these boys playing around with them, before you realize they've dumped them and forgotten about them, and most of the time they don't marry them. But your own life has a purpose. God has put you on this earth for a reason. So you don't do the things that they do. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And I thank God she
listened.
But the Bible is saying
say
that we do all these things to please our master. To please our master, that he may please him who has called him to be a soldier. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So it means that to please our master, we must be determined to endure hardness, hardship, and we must be determined that will not entangle ourselves with the affairs of this world. We are talking about spiritual training, and God is training us so that we'll become the kind of Christians who can stand in any situation, who can stand in any environment, who can stand in any place, no matter the challenges, no matter the difficulties, no matter the temptations, we will be able to stand. That is why the Lord is training us so that we can become like Jesus. Wherever we go, people will see Jesus in us. It may look difficult now, but it's going to come to a time where you realize that even your very presence is causing conviction in the hearts of people. Your very presence is causing people to want to repent. Some of them you may not even know them, but you get to heaven one day and God tells you that it is because of this sacrifice that Kojo and Kofi and Amma and Adwa also came to heaven.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So it is not in vain. Somebody say it is not in vain. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Somebody say I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Hey, and I am a good soldier. You see, the thing is that the Lord Himself is our captain. He is our commander in chief. Wonderful. 2 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 12. 2 Chronicles 13, verse 12. The Bible says, "And behold, God Himself is with us as our captain or as our commander, and His priests with sounding trumpets to cry aloud. To cry alarm against you, O children of Israel, fight ye against the Lord. Fight ye not against the Lord your God, for ye shall not prosper." All I want us to see is that the Bible is saying that God Himself is our captain. God Himself is our captain. So we cannot make mistakes. Once God is leading us, once God is guiding us, as our captain, He's also strengthening us. As our captain, He's also upholding us. Oh, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And whenever He knows something is beyond our strength or capability, He will make sure it doesn't come to us. That's what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians 10:13. He will not let it come near us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So it is wonderful to have a captain like that. I'm sure there are some earthly captains. Even when you are dying, they are still giving their command. They are still giving their order. But this God, he is such a faithful God. When he sees that you are weak, when he sees that you feel like you are dying, like somebody told me, he felt like I was dying. And I felt like that before. I told him, there are times it's as if, especially after you break the fast, depending on what you break with, something very sweet. If you are not careful, you start feeling some way. But we have this wonderful captain and commander. He is able to tell what is happening. He knows when to strengthen you. He knows when to encourage you. He knows when to hold your knees. He knows when to hold up your hands. And he will always do it. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, what are some of the hardships that we may face as children of God? What are some of the hardships we may face? Number one, suffering and persecution. Now, when we talk about suffering, it's a broad term. But we are talking about suffering for the sake of Christ. Suffering for the cause of Christ. Suffering because we are doing the work of God. So it's a broad term. But when we talk about persecution specifically, we are talking about people causing us to suffer because of Christ. You understand? So generally, suffering may come, and we'll soon read some scripture. Suffering may come for various reasons. But when you are being persecuted, it means that the devil is using somebody to torture you, to torment you, to disturb you, because you're a child of God. And some of us have people like that in our workplaces. Some of us have people like that in our families. Because we gave our lives to Christ, automatically they have become enemies, and they are doing all they can to destroy, to discourage, and to hinder you from serving the Lord. But it is part of it. Somebody say it's part of it. 1 Peter chapter 2. So we are talking about suffering and persecution. 1 Peter chapter 2. I'll read verses 21 to 23. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in his steps. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Who did no sin, neither was guile or deception or dishonesty found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled or insulted or abused, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Amen.
Amen.
So the Bible is saying here that Jesus suffered
yes,
for us.
Am I?
And he left us an example.
No,
it was an example for us.
No,
that we also will suffer.
Yes, so,
but when we are suffering,
when
we are going through it, the same attitude he had
is what we are supposed to have.
Can somebody say amen? So while he was being, while he was suffering, the Bible says there was no guile in his mouth. There was no deception. There was no dishonesty. Sometimes to escape some hardship, people become dishonest. People even tell lies. I've met some people and I said, are you also going through the fast? And the person said,
Mommy,
the Lord is your strength. So later, something happened and we're talking. And then it was realized that
I've not called anybody.
It was realized that she was eating in the evening. And there's nothing wrong. The whole thing. Did daddy say it was a false?
Yeah, so be I don't want to draw her.
So maybe it was, let's say it wasn't a complete lie.
In the evening,
I take something small, because I was asking you, are you also going through the And interestingly, she was looking very strong, but we are all very strong. So Jesus is saying, or the Bible is saying, that when we go through suffering, there should be no dishonesty or deception found in our mouths. And then the Bible says when he was reviled, when he was insulted, abused, it's part of suffering.
So
somebody insults you from head to toe.
There are
some people who can insult you. They will start from your hair to your tickle and come down and dress you. And by the time the person has finished talking, there is something rising up inside you. But as a child of God, you just suppress that and decide that I will not respond. It's part of the suffering. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Now, when you look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, the Bible said yes.
And
all who will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Shall suffer persecution. It is not me. It is shall. That means that it is something that will come. People will hate you because of Christ. People will do all kinds of things to you because you are a Christian. But we stand strong in all this that we may please our Master. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Look at what Paul is saying. He was talking about some of the sufferings he went through. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Chapter 12, verses 4. In all things, we commend ourselves as ministers. 2 Corinthians. But in all things, we commend ourselves as ministers of God. Listen. In much patience or long suffering, in tribulation, troubles, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fastings. So Paul was talking about the sufferings he went through. Look at the things he went through. Because of the work he was doing for God, he went through a lot. Many of us have now gone through a quarter of this. We are in our homes. We are sleeping comfortably. Nobody has wanted to kill you because of Christ. You have not been imprisoned. Nobody has gripped you. Hey, may God help us to endure hardness. Then he continues again in 2 Corinthians 11, 25 and 27. He says, three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. You remember, he was stoned and left for dead. Three times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep. That's verse 25. And those were the things he was going through. But you see, Paul realized that there was something that was ahead of him. He realized that God had called him for a particular purpose. So he decided that these things he was going through will not hinder him. They will not discourage him. Even if it looks as if others are not going through it, he will maintain his stand and allow God to do what he wants to do through him. No wonder he was such an exceptional apostle of God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So the first one is suffering and persecution. And it may come in various forms. But we'll not talk about that tonight. Number two, fasting. Fasting is a form of hardship. For example, there are 3 days some of us are doing. Most of us, actually. Sometimes you are feeling so weak, you are trying to pray, but the voice is not coming.
So you are doing.
Some too, you don't even move your mouth at all. And then you tell yourself, for God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So, in my mind, I'm praying.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Fasting is part of
it's
the hardship.
A good thing.
So when you look in the scriptures we read before, Paul said fasting in verse 27 of chapter 11. He says fastings often. But before then, he said hunger and thirst. Then he said in fastings often. That means he's not talking about When he says in hunger and he's talking about fast, he's not talking about he didn't have food and he did.
And guess what?
The hunger was different. There were times he didn't have food. And he was hungry. Or he was traveling. But in addition to that,
and also
fastings often.
He fasted often.
Intentionally, because he knew that it was not for nothing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So number one hardship, suffering and persecution, people hating us and maltreating us just because of the stand we have decided to take. And then the second one is fasting. The third one,
yes, sir.
And the final one, I've not finished though. The final one for choosing to obey God even when the situation is negative. In negative situations. Or even when it will go against you. Hebrews chapter 11:24-26. The Bible says by faith, Hebrews 11:24-26. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach or the shame or suffering of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked forward to the reward.
This message continues same time tomorrow.
Climbed up to the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible-believing church where you can hear the word of God and grow. God bless you.
Nobody greater than you.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
SC Poetry Ventures,
and Tiger's Cakes.
Who says you can't have your cake and eat it? Welcome to Tegas Cakes. We believe in the most quality and attractive cakes for every occasion. So are you looking for a cake for your wedding, birthday, Valentine, or even your bachelorette party? Then come to Tegas Cake, where we would custom make that cake for you. We also have our special velvet cupcakes, vanilla cakes, brownies, marble cakes, and so much more. So if it's anything cake, come to Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kenton Cromwell and Senior. Visit us at www.tegascake.com. Tegas Cake. You order, we deliver.
I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm blessed.
Do you need any surgical instrument, theater equipment, medical and surgical disposables? Are you battling with unpleasant body scars, stretch marks, wrinkles and the likes? No need to worry. SC Boche Ventures is the right place for you. We have latex and latex-free disposable and surgical gloves, syringes and needles, weighing scales, sphygmo manometers, skin staples and removers, mesh for hernia repair, thermometers, and so much more. Call or WhatsApp SC Boche Ventures on 0246-323260 or 0205-548550 for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. SC Boche Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
Lift those hands, fingers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the conference hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yunam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows: Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday Celebration Service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms: Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana; YouTube, GPM Ghana TV; Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries; Twitter at GPM_2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-85537 or 02420329 97. Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.